This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of the old-fashioned type.
Last time, I talked about coffee and how various observational studies seemed to show that it had lots of good effects. And after diving into an ocean of statistics, I discussed how coffee may increase life expectancy. Now, it seems that besides caffeine, there are other natural chemicals in coffee that can help with medical conditions. With regard to liver cancer, two chemicals, carwol and cafestrol, have direct cancer protection and anti-inflammatory properties. They seem to, and I quote, upregulate biochemical pathways in the liver that protect the body from toxins, including aflatoxin and other carcinogenic compounds, unquote. Now, you probably know that type 2 diabetes is becoming a major problem around the world. And yep, you guessed it, coffee drinkers have a reduced risk of type 2 diabetes. This comes from a meta-study, again, of 28 other studies covering over a million adults. People who drank three or more cups of coffee each day were 21% less likely to develop type 2 diabetes than those who never or only rarely drank it. And furthermore, if they drank six or more cups each day, the risk was lowered again. And as we found with life expectancy, decaffeinated coffee was also protective, but not as much as caffeinated coffee. The protective effect was about one-third lower than for caffeinated coffee. It's thought that there are two active ingredients driving this benefit. They're chlorogenic acid, which can improve glucose metabolism and insulin sensitivity, and caffeic acid, which increases how quickly muscles use up the glucose in blood, but which also has both immunostimulating and anti-inflammatory properties. In US men, prostate cancer is the most frequently diagnosed form of cancer, and the second leading cause of cancer death. The links between prostate cancer and coffee drinking are again positive. The improvement in health outcomes was not due to caffeine, as it happened with decaffeinated coffee. It seems that coffee can reduce skin cancer, at least in mice. It appears to help kill off damaged cells, which, if left, would turn into skin cancers. Now, this research needs to be followed up with human studies. But I'm still going to keep using sunscreen, protective clothing, a big hat, and wraparound sunglasses. Coffee seems to have a strange J-curve relationship with heart failure. It is most protective at 4 cups per day, 11% lower risk. And at intakes both lower and higher, the risk of heart failure rises. Now again, this was not a specially designed study. No, it was a meta-study of 5 other studies covering a time period from 1966 to 2011 with 140,000 participants, of whom 6,500 had heart failure. Another meta-study combined 36 studies involving over 1.25 million participants. And again, those who had about 3 to 5 cups of coffee per day were at the lowest risk of cardiovascular disease. On the bad side, caffeine, which is not in decaffeinated coffee, can, and I quote, increase blood pressure in the short term and increase plasma homocysteine, another heart disease risk factor, unquote. And now for the bad news. Meta-studies of over 100,000 adults found that those who drank the most coffee had 27% higher relative risk of getting lung cancer. But included in this meta-study were 2 studies that looked at decaffeinated coffee, which gave the opposite result. People who had lots of decaffeinated coffee had a 34% lower relative risk for lung cancer. And so, on one hand, there's a growing body of evidence that coffee can have good effects on your health. Yes, and decaffeinated coffee also seems to be a good option in most cases. But, on the other hand, practically all of these studies are meta-studies, collections of smaller surveys and of variable quality. And furthermore, these were mostly designed to follow a large group of people for one or more decades and see what popped up. What we really need are randomized controlled trials, which are specifically set up in advance to explore and tease out the effects of coffee, including caffeine and the other chemicals in it. Now, at this stage, we shouldn't feel too bad about having coffee. But I'm not voting to add it to the drinking water, at least not just yet.
What does it mean? Why is it so?